Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, I was at... I grabbed something to eat really quick at a fast food place, and I was ordering, and I was standing at a board, and I was ordering something really quick.
Yeah.
And there was a woman who was in the restaurant. Was, I don't want to say the name of the restaurant. And she looked at me like she saw a ghost. And I turned around, and she goes, are you Andy Baskin? I was like, yeah. And she's like, I'm listening to the Baskin and Phelps podcast right now. I'm catching up. She had her earbuds in.
Wow.
And I was like, are you serious? That's the first time it's ever happened. So thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And we had a really good conversation. She enjoys the podcast. And I'm always like, she's like, I love this because sometimes when I miss your show, I can just go listen to it a little bit later. And she listens every day. And so thank you. Appreciate you.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a bizarre moment. I mean,
I can honestly tell
you. We've
been
doing this media thing for a long time. That's the first time that's ever happened.
We don't take for granted that people take time to listen to us. So
this is true.
We do take for granted that we, you know, infuriate people and they call us imbeciles.
It's a good point.
That one is interesting. There's something going on with the Cavs.
But if the shoe fits, Jeff.
There's something going on with the Cavs other than 16-1 that I want to get to in a minute.
Okay.
Jimmy and Willoughby is following up what we were talking about the Guardians last segment.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Hi. What do they say? Long time listener, first time caller.
Woo-hoo! Terrific. Thank you.
Listen to you guys all the time, though. I love it.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you, too.
I just, you know, Captain Obvious here, but the Guardians really know when to get rid of people. I mean, think of when they traded Kluber. So obviously that probably played into Eli Morgan and anyone else they get rid of. They have a very uncanny good sense of that. And, you know, the crapshoot's actually what you're getting back. But they really do seem to know when it's time to move on.
You know what's weird? You know there's another team that's kind of like that. I think they'll be at the stadium tonight, and they won't be wearing orange. That team with black and gold helmets seems to know when to get rid of guys at the right time, too, don't they?
At personnel talent. I mean, yeah. You know, they know what they're doing, and we have to trust them. You know, and it may be that we find out, you know, who's the pitcher with the long hair? Mike?
Clevinger?
Clevinger, yeah, mm-hmm. They knew when to get rid of him. It just seems like they really know what they're doing.
And they got a haul for him, including Josh Naylor.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate you listening. I think that's really true. And this makes people mad, but that's one of the reasons, and would be wonderful if you went ahead and you spent gazillions of dollars on players and you were the Yankees or the Dodgers. Dodgers also develop guys. But to me, the way they go about their business in trading, like Jimmy said, trading guys, you know, maybe at the right time, a year too early instead of a year too late, and bringing up and developing and finding guys in other organizations and everything else. I love watching that. I love watching this team do that kind of work. And there's something going on with the Cavaliers that makes me think right now, is there something else there that this could be something like that? And I don't know that it's true. Let me explain it.
Sure, go ahead.
Take a look at what they're doing right now. They're playing really good basketball. It's been fun to watch. They're wildly entertaining right now. And they have a couple of guys who are stepping up and doing things that it's like, whoa, wait a minute. For instance, Ty Jerome last night.
Okay.
Ty with 29 points. And I've been saying all season here, hey, watch what he's doing coming off the bench, because he's coming in and he's impacting games. Now, I don't expect him to score 29 points every game. Main reason why? Not that kind of a player, and doesn't get the playing time because he's playing behind Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. And you know how much I like Caris LeVert. Well, Caris is a guard. You see where I'm going here?
Oh, I see exactly
Sam
where you're
going. Merrill can flat out shoot. Sam's a guard. Craig Porter Jr. is a guy they signed to an extension. And when he comes into the game, two nights ago in Boston, he had 15 points. It was one of the key reasons they got back in the game. And he's a guard. You have, I'm not going to say duplication of skill sets, but you do have redundancy at a position that has become a huge position of strength. Garland, Mitchell, Ty Jerome, Caris LeVert, Craig Porter. You might be able to throw Jalen Tyson into that, who is their first-round draft choice, who really, and he started to do this in the preseason, showing an all-around game. Andy, last night, he was incredible. He played a lot of minutes because the Cavs were down bodies. He played 37 minutes. He had 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists.
Hmm.
And he can't get on the floor for this team.
It's amazing, isn't it?
He can't get on the floor. And he clearly deserves playing time, but he's not going to get it here. This screams trade.
Because?
Because of the redundancy of position. However,
you're 16-1, though.
Stop.
Yeah, right. Please.
Because
you could say please. You don't have to just be
because,
stop.
Because, hey, Andy,
yeah.
Hold on 1 second, if you don't mind, because I'm gonna wrap up this point.
Okay, keep going. Please is often a nice word to use
in our language.
Yes.
How formal do we want to be, Mr. Baskin?
Pass the potatoes.
Careful.
Yes.
So you're 16-1. This screams redundancy of skills of position, some different skills. But because you're 16-1 and the way you got there, I don't think you have to bust anything up. In fact, I would think it's probably a really bad idea. And I say it because of this. Kenny Atkinson's offense has allowed him to play a lot of guys, and they've been able to go a little Golden State. You can go small and throw four guys out there who are small and make it work. And you can go big lineup with Dean Wade and Jared Allen and Evan Mobley and make it work. And I say it because that's the way Kenny has coached this team. I think it's pretty cool. But just keep in mind down the road here, and before you say they need a small forward, look what you're getting out of Jalen Tyson in a very small sample size. I want to see more, but I don't know that we're going to. Look what you're getting out of Ty Jerome. You're going to get plenty of him. Think of what Golden State did. They always had that other guy, you know, who would come in and be able to impact the game. Maybe Ty Jerome can really become that for the Cavs.
All I can say, there are two things I can say here. Like, one, I think that the redundancy has proven to be great for a team that's played more games than anybody else in less nights than the Cavaliers.
They've been able to go deep and play a lot of guys, which is what Atkinson said he was going to do, and he's done it.
Yeah, and then
it's worked.
Raise your hand and be honest. You knew who JT Thor was before last night's game? Anybody? You did. Yeah, of course you did. Did you, Hody, did you know who JT Thor was?
JT Thor?
Thank you. Perfect. That's exactly. You answered the question. Thank you. I mean, he only had 2 points all season long. Last night he was able to get 12 in 13 minutes. So.
Right.
I really believe it's coaching. And I think it's coaching because he's been able to take the puzzle pieces and make them fit. A lot of times you can have all the pieces, but if you don't put them out there the right way, it's going to look like bad art. So I don't know. I'm just every night it's a different name. It's Craig Porter Jr. I mean, Tristan got in last night. Come on, man.
You've got a lot of guys though that can play in the backcourt. And I just
front court, backcourt, doesn't matter. He's making all the right moves.
I just think we should pay attention. You're 16-1. The last thing this team needs right now is to bust it up. Okay? Why would you do that?
I'm really hesitant on breaking it up right now. I know why you would the
however,
piece you want.
If if something happens and some guy from one other team becomes hugely available, let's just say a stud small forward, a stud power forward, somebody really good, and they want a point guard, and you've got Darius here, and I don't want to trade Darius. Do not get me wrong. But I just think it gives Kobe Altman some food for thought, because Kenny Atkinson is getting great stuff out of Ty Jerome. Craig Porter has played really well. LeVert looks like LeVert when he played for Kenny Atkinson before.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And then you got Jalen Tyson stepping in and doing what he did last night. And the way he passes the ball, you know, he can play guard at 6'6". It's something to think about. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We're well.
Hey.
Yeah, listen, the Cavs, oh, how exciting this season has been so far. I mean, and I'm with you, Jeff. I'll just full disclosure, I was a little upset when they let JB go. I thought, you know, he'd done a good job. He'd taken the team a little forward every year. And so I was scratching my head on that. But, wow, the change has been amazing, and I'm loving every minute of it. And to me, I think the couple biggest parts of it are that we're fourth best in the entire NBA in points in the paint. And I love the emphasis on the guys getting into the paint and scoring in the paint. I mean, you have two big guys.
Yeah, and it's not just the big guys, Kevin. You're right about that.
You're right. Yes, everybody's getting into paint, and you know, when you have two big guys in there, it helps the other guys also creates open lanes and things like that for the other guys to drive in. And I think that's fantastic. And surprisingly, by the way, we are the number one team in 3-point shooting percentage. But then that goes along with our number of shots have gone down. So I love the direction that our coach has taken us. More emphasis in the paint, more emphasis, less emphasis on 3-point shot. And it's clearly led to a lot of wins. And I'm with you, Jeff. I'm very excited when I see LeVert and Jerome come in. Pound sign, time Jerome, sixth man of the year. I think he could make a run at it.
Kevin, thank you very much. So.
Nothing better than a verbal hashtag.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here where you're looking at this and seeing so much depth that guys aren't going to play. And I don't know that it screams trade. In fact, I think it screams anything but, because you're 16-1. But there are some things on the table here. Would you like stand pat, folks? I say yes, but keep your eyes open. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.